And I'm going to take you back to the darkest time of my life. 19 years ago, I was pregnant and not married. And I had a choice to make. I could choose life or I could choose death. And at that time, my boyfriend didn't want the baby. So my dreams of getting married and having happily ever after started to fall apart. A couple weeks later, fear just took over my mind, and I ended up doing the unthinkable. I walked in to an abortion clinic with my boyfriend footing the bill, and I walked out a completely different person. Shame, self-hatred, and thoughts of death haunted me for a long, long time. And I tried to pretend I was going to live my life, move on. I told myself very clearly there was nobody that was ever going to tell me what to do with my body again. And I was going to live well. That didn't happen just so fast. I did find a wonderful man and get married, and it wasn't my boyfriend, it's my husband, Derek. And we had two kids within the first 5 years of our marriage, Justin and Hannah. And during those years, when Hannah was born, was the time that we started going back to church and walking with the Lord. And I thought everything was going well, except for I felt like God was at an arm's length because I didn't deserve anything but entrance into Christianity as part of his family, but no more. Anything more than that was not allowed because of my history. I knew better. But God, in his grace and mercy, he allowed me to go through the motions of Bible studies and connecting with other believers until the point that everything started souring and I started having conflict with relationships and I just had no joy and I was troubled in my marriage. I just had really deep wounds that were affecting the family. And God allowed me to go into a desert time where I shut everybody out. I stopped going to Bible studies. I stopped going to anything that would involve a lot of people. I was married and had my two kids, but really, I was utterly alone, and I knew it. And God brought me to a place where he started looking very deeply into my heart, and I let him. I couldn't do anything else but let him because it was time. And as I did, God's word came alive to me in a way that I have never been the same since. He has spoken very clearly over my shame, very clearly over my unforgiveness. The forgiveness that he gives me and his acceptance and love is even for someone like me. And I thought I was good and well because years go by and I'm writing devotions and sharing my testimony with other people. And I write my story for Focus on the Family's website. And I ask them, do you guys ever hear from anybody? Because my heart's desire is that I just hear from one person. And they say, no, not really. We usually don't. But if we do, we'll forward the correspondence to you. I said, well, can I link to my website? And they said, sure. One person responded. Her name's Darla. She was a pastor's daughter. She kept her secret for 14 years, almost about the same time as me. I was 15 years at the time. And she and I emailed back and forth for quite a while, and I watched her grow and find freedom, really. She told her parents, was received with loving arms and acceptance, her siblings, and now, 4 years later, we are still in touch. We email and Facebook, and she and her husband now speak on behalf of pro-life. And so I am so thankful that God would use my story as a springboard to her freedom. And that is one of my stories. And then last year, thanks to the ministry fair, God kept speaking to me about Life Network. And I said, I don't want to get involved. I really don't want my abortion to be anything about, just push that aside. But I volunteered, sent in my application for Life Network, and my goal was I'm going to speak to teenagers. They go into the public high schools and they talk about abstinence and life choices. Great. If I can talk to just these kids and stop them there, then this would be the greatest joy for me. I got a phone call in a week and the lady told me, I'm sorry, because of what you've filled out on your application, you can't lie on a ministry application, right? I had to take an 8-week Bible study. And this Bible study was about post-abortion healing. And I thought, okay, great, sign me up, because really, I'm at this place where I can do this. And so I went week after week, and God confirmed everything he'd already taught me in secret, so it was really great, except for week 6 comes along, and now we have to name children. And I thought, ha, I don't know if I can do this. And is God really going to speak about if it's a boy or a girl? Is this really for real? And I looked it up on the internet, and actually this is not just a Christian thing. There are some secular groups that name their children. And I thought, okay, I'll ask God and see what he says. He gave me a name, and I said, well, that's a Christian cliche if I've ever heard it. I don't think I'm going to use that name. And I asked for a different name. And God kept giving me the same name, and I'm like, please, don't give me that name. Give me an ugly name, because if there's an ugly name, then I won't have to think about this baby being beautiful and all this thing. But God wouldn't leave me. Finally, I said yes to the name. And the name was the name Grace. And so when I accepted the name Grace into my life, it broke my heart, because I couldn't see a baby Grace as being ugly. She was beautiful, and I knew it, and I never had the chance on earth to hold her. And so I went through a really dark week of just trying to allow her into my heart, accept her for what she was, a life. But I knew she wasn't mine. I had to give her back. I couldn't keep her. She was God's, and I knew it. And so we had the memorial service, and my husband and children were both there. And it was the most beautiful, redeeming experience of my life, because God took the absolute worst moment in my entire life, and he made something beautiful out of it. He gave me new life. And I am so thankful for his redemption in my life. I cannot continue enough about how good God is, how he can change the darkest moments and bring new life. And I believe with everything in my heart that the word says, King Solomon says, that everything is beautiful in his time, and it is. I know it. And I want to share, there's some people, I know statistics, and it does not change in the church. There are women in here who've walked the road I've walked through. And I just want to say that you can walk in dignity, and you can be forgiven, and you can be free. And you, like me, can look forward to the day when we enter into heaven's gates and we receive life. And I cannot wait till I meet my baby Grace. It's going to be a good day. Thank you.